Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Operation Paperclip by Annie Jacobson investigates the covert U.S. government effort after World War II to recruit German scientists, engineers, and intelligence assets for American military and space programs. Drawing on declassified documents, interviews, and archival research, the book frames Paperclip as both a strategic response to the emerging Cold War and a moral rupture that reshaped U.S. institutions. Jacobson follows how officials weighed national security priorities against evidence of Nazi affiliation and involvement in wartime crimes, and how records were managed to enable entry, employment, and public rehabilitation. The narrative connects early post-war decisions to later milestones in rocketry, missile development, and the space race, while also exploring the intelligence culture that normalized secrecy and expediency. Rather than treating Paperclip as a narrow recruitment story, the book presents it as a consequential policy choice with long-term effects on American science, defense, ethics, and historical memory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins of Paperclip and the logic of the Cold War. A central topic is how Operation Paperclip emerged from the immediate aftermath of World War II, when the United States faced a rapidly shifting geopolitical landscape. The book describes a scramble among former allies and rivals to secure German technical expertise, equipment, and research before the Soviet Union could do the same. In this context, recruiting specialists was framed as a defensive necessity, not a luxury. Jacobson situates Paperclip within broader intelligence and military planning, showing how policymakers linked German rocketry, aeronautics, chemical research, and advanced weapons concepts to future security needs. The program is portrayed as evolving from battlefield exploitation into a structured, secret pipeline that moved people and knowledge into U.S. labs, bases, and contractors. The emphasis is on decision-making under pressure, where strategic fears amplified the perceived value of scientists and minimized scrutiny of their pasts. This topic also clarifies how Paperclip fit into an early Cold War mindset, an assumption that technological advantage could determine global power, and that acquiring expertise quickly mattered more than building it slowly at home. The book uses this lens to explain why controversial choices could appear rational to insiders even as they produce lasting ethical and reputational costs. Secondly, vetting, whitewashing, and the bureaucracy of secrecy. Another major theme is the practical machinery that enabled Paperclip to function despite public commitments to denazification. Jacobson highlights how multiple agencies and offices navigated immigration rules, security screenings, and political risk. The book emphasizes that recruitment did not simply happen because scientists were valuable, but because paperwork, classifications, and institutional incentives aligned to make it possible. Vetting processes could be tightened or relaxed depending on urgency, and files could be framed in ways that reduced apparent liabilities. In this portrayal, secrecy is not merely a backdrop, but an operating tool that shaped what could be known, by whom, and when. The topic explores how narratives were curated for internal approvals and external consumption, including how affiliations and wartime roles were sometimes minimized or recast to facilitate entry and employment. This bureaucratic dimension matters because it explains Paperclip as a system, not only a list of famous names. It also shows how compartmentalization can blur accountability, allowing individuals to claim limited knowledge while still benefiting from outcomes. By focusing on the mechanics of record handling and institutional gatekeeping, the book raises questions about how democracies manage morally fraught projects under classified conditions. Thirdly, rocketry, missiles, and the path to the space race. The book links Paperclip to the development of U.S. rocketry and missile capabilities, a narrative that resonates with popular memory of post-war science. Jacobson traces how German expertise in propulsion, guidance, and large-scale rocket engineering influenced American programs that later became central to national prestige and deterrence. This topic examines how knowledge and personnel were integrated into military research centers and, later, the broader ecosystem that fed space exploration. Rather than presenting technological progress as inevitable, the book frames it as shaped by people, institutions, and political choices. The transfer of expertise is shown as accelerating timelines, changing design approaches, and introducing tested methods rooted in wartime projects. At the same time, Jacobson underscores that these achievements came with unresolved moral tensions, since some of the foundational experience derived from a regime that committed atrocities and exploited forced labor. The topic, therefore, balances two realities: the genuine technical contributions that helped the United States compete with the Soviet Union and the ethical weight of the origins of that expertise. Readers are encouraged to consider how national narratives about triumph in science can omit the uncomfortable scaffolding beneath them, and how commemoration can drift away from accountability. Fourthly, ethical trade-offs and the question of justice. A key topic is the moral and legal dilemma at the heart of Paperclip, whether strategic advantage can justify collaboration with individuals connected to a criminal regime. Jacobson presents Paperclip as a case study in ethical triage, where decision-makers prioritized perceived future threats over past accountability. The book explores how the pursuit of security and innovation can collide with principles of justice, particularly when wartime actions, affiliations, or complicity are downplayed. This theme also considers the impact on victims and on public trust, since secrecy limited democratic oversight and delayed broader societal reckoning. The ethical discussion is not abstract. It is tied to concrete outcomes, such as who was allowed to enter the country, who received government support, and who benefited from professional rehabilitation. The book prompts readers to ask what standards should apply when a nation recruits talent from an enemy state, and who bears responsibility for scrutinizing backgrounds. It also highlights how ethical compromises can become self-reinforcing, because admitting wrongdoing threatens institutions and careers by treating Paperclip as both a policy decision and a moral precedent. The book encourages a broader reflection on modern security programs and the ways they can pressure societies to accept troubling bargains. Lastly, legacy for U.S. intelligence, defense, and historical memory, the final major topic is Paperclip's long shadow over American institutions and the stories Americans tell about their own rise in science and power. Jacobson portrays the program as shaping norms in intelligence and defense culture, especially the belief that secrecy and speed can override transparency when the stakes are framed as existential. The book explores how classified programs create durable patterns, interagency rivalry, compartmentalized accountability, and an enduring temptation to treat moral concerns as secondary to technical gain. This legacy also extends to public history, where simplified narratives of technological heroism can obscure the complex origins of achievements. Jacobson's approach encourages readers to revisit familiar milestones with a more critical lens, recognizing how national security priorities can influence which facts are highlighted, minimized, or delayed. The topic also touches on how later declassifications and investigative journalism reshape understanding over time, showing that historical memory is not fixed but negotiated. By connecting post-war recruitment to decades of defense and space policy, the book frames Paperclip as more than an episode, presenting it as a formative moment that influenced governance, ethics, and the public's relationship with state power. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in Cold War history, intelligence programs, military research, the origins of the U.S. space effort, and the ethical dilemmas that arise when national security collides with justice. It is also valuable for anyone who wants a clearer understanding of how government decisions are made under secrecy and urgency, and how bureaucratic processes can shape outcomes as much as battlefield victories do. The benefit to a reader's life is practical as well as historical. It sharpens critical thinking about institutions, helps decode how narratives of progress are constructed, and offers a framework for evaluating modern debates about classified programs, immigration exceptions, and the recruitment of foreign expertise. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on rocket scientists or celebrate technological triumph, Jacobson emphasizes the full policy ecosystem, including vetting practices, interagency dynamics, and moral compromise. That wider lens makes it worth buying for readers who want more than a single hero-centered story. It provides a textured account of why Paperclip happened, what it enabled, and what it cost, inviting informed judgment rather than easy conclusions. If you would like to support Annie Jacobson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.